Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing excellent and taking care of yourselves. Hopefully you're having a wonderful day, wonderful weekend, and everything in between. So, today we're going to question whether or not the cryptic national security warning was about UFOs and aliens. So, there was a cryptic national security threat where the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Turner wanted to have the president release all pertinent information based on this threat. Okay, so he wanted to have it all disclosed and open so that they could work with their friends and family, well, maybe not family, but their friends in other countries, to dissolve the threat. Question is, what is the threat? And many people sprinted online to talk about what this threat could be. In the light of the fact that we've had so many whistleblowers come out, many people online have stated that they thought it would be from aliens, that would be the threat. But let's listen to one of the most recent presidents and see what he had to say about whether or not he knew anything about aliens. So let's jump right here back to a wonderful Jimmy Kimmel episode interviewing Barack Obama.
I feel like if I was the president, and it's unlikely that that is ever going to happen, you never know. If I was the president,
it was unlikely that I was going to be president.
The moment I was inaugurated, my hand would just, it'd still be hot from touching the Bible. And I would immediately.
Does that mean you like worship Satan or something?
Wherever they hold, have the files about Area 51 and the UFOs, and I go through everything to find out what happened.
Right.
Did you do that?
That's why you will not be president.
Interesting, right?
The aliens won't let it happen. You reveal all their secrets.
The aliens won't let it happen.
They exercise strict control over us.
Now, you know.
The aliens won't let it happen. They exercise strict control over us. Meaning that Barack Obama basically said right there that the aliens are in control of us and they won't allow Jimmy Kimmel or anyone that's going to expose their secrets to ever come into the seat of the presidency.
Oh, there are a lot of people that are going to examine your facial expressions here, every twitch, everything, and say, and of course, so did you look? Did you see? Did you explore?
I can't reveal anything.
Oh, really? Because President Clinton said he did go right in and he did check and there was nothing.
Well, you know, that's what we're instructed to say.
That's what we're instructed to say. Exactly right, right? So there we go. We know that that's what they're told to say. That's what we're going to get out of them. And even with Clinton, right? Clinton said, hey, you know, I tried. And our boy back in the 70s, Jimmy Carter, tried as well. Got denied, right? So now that we have more people coming out whistleblowing, we should have more information on the threat, and hopefully more information available to not only the government contractors, but also the scientific community as a whole, so that we can combat this issue, right? If there is an issue, if there is a threat. So let's go to this Newsweek article and let's look at it. A cryptic statement warning of a possible serious national security threat. Okay, serious national security. On Wednesday, Valentine's Day, was the serious national threat really just like their spouse? No, probably not. This national security threat, which was talked about on Wednesday, sparked many social media users to speculate that it related to UFOs. In a statement from the House Intelligence Committee, Chairman Mike Turner said, "Today, the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence has made available to all members of Congress information concerning a serious national security threat." Now, we know there have been lots of skiffs, lots of meetings, lots of congressional hearings about UFOs and non-human intelligences is what they're calling them. See, they're changing the lingo so that it doesn't sound so scary for the mass media. You can't say UFOs anymore because that's too freaky. Or flying saucers, we have to say non-human intelligences and UAP. Nonetheless, this House chairman, again, Mike Turner says, "I am requesting," this quote, "I'm requesting that President Biden declassify all information relating to this threat so that the Congress, the administration, and our allies can openly discuss the actions necessary to respond to this threat." The House Intelligence Committee did not release any further information detailing what the threat is, prompting many social media users to speculate what it could relate to. Right? Because if they don't give us any information, then we're going to have to speculate. Now, Mike Turner couldn't necessarily give us any information. Why? Because he had to ask for permission from this information to be released. Why would a threat, need declassification to come about so it could be released? Well, it could be any number of things, right? It doesn't always have to be aliens. It could be zombies coming back from the dead. It could be aliens. It could be a national security threat from inside, right? In national actors. It could be international actors, terrorists. It could be Iran. It could be North Korea, China, Russia. Who could be anything, right? But those are kind of well known, you know. So that's why I think a lot of people are saying, "Hey, if it has to be released, and it's something that maybe we don't know about yet, maybe it really is something else. Maybe it's something that we don't know yet." So one user on X, formerly Twitter, stated, "UFO, am I right? Simulation over," said radio host Hugh Hewitt. All right, let's see what else folks had to say. Igor Bobik of the Huffington Post said, "Aliens. It's aliens, isn't it?" Now, these are writers for prolific publications. X-user Average Grayman said, "Imminent UFO invasion?" question mark. And similarly, X-user at Beard Believer said, "I'm really hoping that this is concerning UFOs/UAPs, and it means we're getting one step closer to disclosure." Either way, pay attention, America. Something wicked this way comes. Interestingly enough, well, we've had so many different national threats. I really don't think it's going to be, you know, anything that is going to cause that much of a stir, unless it does. as we continue to discuss this and look at other users, now here's some people that don't believe that it's aliens, right? So we have another person that says, "You're not reading the room if this is not UAP related." Okay, that person believes in it. Another person says, at Tom Kurek wrote, "It's definitely aliens sharing a gif of an alien. X-user Chuck Harrison said, "Speculation is running that NATSEC, national security threat, could be UFO related. If so, Mike Turner, who we were talking about, is vague about if it's UFO related, especially with UAP hearings going on." See, that's what I'm thinking too, right? Like, you would think that they would be a little bit more specific, but they don't want to lose their job. These guys are up for re-election. They have to get re-elected. They can't violate the law or these classified documents, right? Like a lot of people, even Grush has to go into a skiff to relay some of the information, even though he's been given clearance and went through the proper channels and had the right agency to go through these channels to allow this information to come out. So there's like, they're allowed certain information to come out, but any detailed information that has to come out has to get approved by the government in some of their offices. So The White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan responded to the questions about these statements during a press conference on Tuesday, where he explained that he planned to meet with members of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees this week. He said that this meeting's been on the books for quite some time. I'm a bit surprised that Congressman Turner came out publicly today in advance of the meeting to start discussing it alongside our intelligence and defense intelligence professionals. So he also added, this spokesperson said, Americans understand that there's a range of threats and challenges that we're dealing with every single day, which we know. Everything from Chinese weather balloons to, you know, to flight runs of Chinese and Russian, fighter jets, you know, testing the boundaries of the international, airspace and all that. Those threats and challenges range from terrorism to state actors, and we have to contend with them, and we have to contend with them in a way that we ensure the ultimate security of the American people. Fair enough. I understand. I agree. So, according to Michael Schnell of The Hill, House Intelligence Committee ranking member Jim Hines responded to the statement by Mike Turner and said, people shouldn't panic. This is unequivocal. But it's something that Congress and the administration does need to address in the medium to long run. So that's where we're at. That's what we know about this threat. Now, it's Saturday, right? So we're still kind of wondering what the heck happened. Now, I'm going to go a little bit deeper into this. And Turner stated that, let's see, I want to make sure I get this right. Okay, so Jake Sullivan, who is Biden's national security advisor, stated that he reached out earlier this week to the Gang of Eight. If you don't know who the Gang of Eight is, it's the Senate Committee and House Committee for Intelligence. It's eight individuals, apparently. To offer myself up for a personal briefing to the Gang of Eight, and in fact, we scheduled a briefing for the four House members and for the Gang of Eight tomorrow. That's been on the books for some time. That's why he was surprised that Turner came out publicly in advance of the meetings. It's almost as if Turner basically wanted to get this out into the open because he was actually really worried about it, or he was worried he was going to get shut down in this meeting with the Gang of Eight. See, here's the thing, right? Once you go into a meeting and you get shut down, and they say, you cannot talk about this, you can't bring this up, you can't bring that up. But if he announces it beforehand, he almost has plausible deniability because he didn't know anything about it until he gets into that meeting, until he gets into that SCIF, you know, the secret compartmentalized information facilities, and gets this information. Once they get the information, then they can't talk about certain things in those SCIFs. So it's almost intelligent of him to bring it up early and to ask for Biden to do it. It could also be politically motivated too, so you got to keep that in consideration as well. But, you know, like they said, I'm confident that President Biden, in the decisions he has taken, and he's going to ensure the security of the American people. Man, I don't know if Biden even knows where he is anymore, man. So I don't know as if I put my full faith in him. You know, maybe some military officers might know what the heck's going on, you know, or somebody higher up or in a different agency, DIA, CIA, dark government, black ops, whatever. But one of the users on X, at AthenaSun5, responded to the statement by saying, this is actually extremely concerning. I hope the POTUS declassifies whatever this intelligence is. If the House Intelligence Committee Chair believes that the country should know, I'm going to take him at his word. So here's the thing, right? Why would the country ever need to know about a national security threat? They're not telling us about exact things that are going on in China. They're not telling us about exact things that are going on in North Korea. They're not telling us about exact things that are happening over in Russia. They're simply stating general terms, right? Like, North Korea has, you know, ICBMs that they're testing today, da-da-da-da-da, or North Korea's tested this today, you know, and it's the same shit. Everybody does military testing. But if they're saying that they have to declassify something new, then that really becomes interesting. That really becomes like, okay, well, we already know about all these other enemy countries, right? Axis and allies, we know about that. Maybe this is something new. One of the users on X also stated that they say it's a serious issue that Turner is right to focus in on, but long-standing. So, as Sullivan noted, he's likely to meet with other members of the House Intelligence Committee this week to speak further about the threat. So, did we ever find out anything? I mean, it seems like the week's over, baby. What's up? It's Saturday. Do we know anything else? You know, let's see. I mean, I didn't find anything on Newsweek. Let's see if they put up anything new. Okay. Russian national security threat was 3 days ago. 3 days ago would have been Thursday, but that's still not, that's like the day after. Let's see if this is anything updated. All right. So the national security and Talos are facing the serious national threat. Okay, blah, 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 blah. They state that senior officials stress both concern and calm about the development of what is understood to be a new Russian space-based weapon. Ooh, here we are in Star Wars. Excellent. So the House Intelligence Committee Mike Chairman, Mike Turner, who's the chairman, said that the committee has passed on information about a serious national security threat. Okay, great. And of course he asked Biden to release the information. I don't get it. Why would they have to release information about this? What are we going to do about it? We're not going to be able to do anything about it. Even if it was aliens, the only thing we could do with aliens is hope that our guns and our weapons would be able to fend off, you know, a random alien trying to run in our house. You know what I mean? Unless they're talking about parachuting Russians that are coming into our skies like Red Dawn, you know, the good one with Patrick Swayze back in the day, not the new one. I shouldn't say that. I haven't even seen the new one, but you know what they say about remakes. It can't be as good as the originals. So the U.S. and the Soviet Union actually signed a treaty in 1967 banning the placing of nuclear weapons or other weapons of mass destruction in space. So after the start of the all-out war in the Ukraine nearly 2 years ago, Russia suspended its participation in the last remaining treaty with the U.S. that limited nuclear arsenals and the New START treaty. So basically what they're saying is they're worried that Russia might put nukes out in space. Well, if they put nukes out in space, I don't really see, I mean, I guess there's been this continual arms race for space, right? Trump made the Space Force. Awesome. They're called the Guardians of the Galaxy, right? They're supposed to be able to go out there and protect our space from any invaders. Yeah, I used a space invader reference there. But, you know, if this becomes a space war, that could be a problem. However, that being said, most nations are aware of the alien threat, and not all aliens, but some aliens are a threat, and that they need to be prepared for battle. So if they have weapons out in space, at least they could fire those weapons out into space faster than if they could shoot them off from the Earth's surface, where they might be able to be detected faster, right? So maybe having some weapons out in space isn't the worst thing in the world. You know what they say? I don't know. Everybody's different. But, you know, down in Texas, everybody can carry a gun on their hip. And most states out in the West are the same way. You got a weapon on your hip, and the guy next to you got a weapon on his hip, you know, what's the likelihood of, you know, mutually assured destruction, right? So if everybody has arms, then maybe, you know, there would be less, or it'd be more peace, less fighting. Depends on what's in between the two, you know, the two ears, what's in their minds, what's on their agenda, right? Are the aliens coming down to destroy us, or are they coming down for a little bit of beer and capitalism and bartering, like Randy Kramer states. So we'll see what happens. Again, you know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. A lot of people online are talking about feeling different energies. And then we can talk about this maybe in the next podcast, where a lot of people are suffering from Havana syndrome-like symptoms, which are, you know, headaches, nausea, you know, dissonance, confusion, flu-like symptoms, and even like sometimes paralysis of certain body parts due to certain frequencies. And a lot of people believe that Russia is shooting off frequencies towards the United States, and there's been proof of this since all the way back in the 80s. And there's been a frequency that's been coming from them since that time period. So we can look at that, although I don't think that's going to be the main focus of the next podcast. I really want to get into, you know, some real more serious stuff, but I'm not, that's not serious. But I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Again, we're trying to keep up on the news. We're trying to keep you abreast of what's going on and what's happening out there. So hopefully you guys are enjoying the podcast, taking care of yourselves physically, spiritually, emotionally, meditating, praying, bringing good, positive, white light energy into your life and into those around you. And if they, if those around you are not feeling you, that is okay. It's time to take a break from them if need be. Take care of yourselves. Try to take care of those around you. Try to be of service, 51% to others. But take care of yourselves too. Right? Can't give everything to everyone all the time. You can't do it. It's impossible. Follow through on your hobbies and your goals and your dream when you have time. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Until next time, guys, take care and Lockdown Universe out. Peace.